Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's turn now to the latest push by Attorney General Maura Healey to curb the state's opioid abuse crisis. In an op-ed for the Boston Globe today, Healey writes that our efforts to end the epidemic must begin at the root, the prescription of opioid painkillers to patients. Attorney General Maura Healey joins us now to talk more about it. Welcome back to the show, Attorney General.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you. So your op-ed really didn't mince any words today. I mean, in it, you write that these powerful drugs, referring to opioid-based painkillers, are a synthetic version of opium. They're heroin in a pill. Why did you want to couch it in those terms?
Well, I think it's time for all of us to face up to the reality of the situation. We've got a homegrown public health crisis on our hands here in Massachusetts and indeed across this country. And you know, Meghna, I've been at this now for the last 3 years. This was a top priority when I was running for office and has since been the top priority out of the work of the Attorney General's office since I started. And I have just spent so much time with families, with those in recovery, with those in and out of recovery, and have a much deeper understanding. And here's the fact. The fact is, this is something that we created, that pharmaceutical companies created, and that over time have exacted a tremendous toll on individuals and families across our state and across this country.
Well, let me just jump in right there, because we can talk about doctors and the point of prescription in a second. But since you mentioned pharmaceutical companies, is there anything more specific you as Attorney General could do taking action against those pharmaceutical companies if, as you say, they, in your mind, help create this problem?
Well, I think we need to make sure this never happens again. And let me tell you what I mean, the reason why I was so explicit in my op-ed. Back in 1995, Purdue Pharma made a decision to create a blockbuster drug of what we now know as OxyContin. This was taking a drug, oxycodone, that was originally prescribed for end-of-life care, and basically turning it around and marketing it to doctors in the medical community as something that you could prescribe for common problems, like back pain. Never before was Oxy ever prescribed for common chronic pain. But Purdue engaged in this extensive marketing campaign to change the frame around this, to basically say to doctors and the medical boards that opioids were safe and effective, that the risk of addiction was overstated, and that really, if you're a good doctor and you care about improving patients' quality of life, you should be using opioids. What we saw from that time on is that from the late 1990s to today, as the number of opioid prescriptions skyrocketed, so did addiction, so did overdoses, and so did death.
But Attorney General Healey, you see what I'm getting at. I mean, everything that you said only makes me wonder all over again. I mean, some people might hear that and say, well, an analogous thing happened with cigarettes, and those cases ended up in court. I mean, the states took the tobacco companies to court for marketing, misleading, et cetera. Is that even a possibility here?
Well, you know, it's something that we're exploring, Meghna. Obviously, there are statute of limitations issues and a whole host of legal things that one would need to consider. But, you know, what I am saying to the public today is there are things we can do right now. First of all, we need to make sure that the Center for Disease Control, the guidelines that it has put forward around prescribing, are adopted and accepted nationwide. Unfortunately, the CDC came out with common sense guidelines around opioid prescriptions recently, and unfortunately, some in the medical professional community, some in the pharmaceutical community have really pushed back against those guidelines, mm-hmm. calling them too restrictive. And in my view, it's exactly what is needed. Those guidelines need to be adopted nationwide right now. Second, we need to make sure that all of our prescribers are checking our prescription drug monitoring program as they write an opioid prescription. This is really important so that we know who we're prescribing to, if they have been prescribed opioids in the past, if there have been problems in the past, and this is how we're going to cut down on doctor shopping and
right.
the unlawful or at least dangerous prescribing of opioids to people
I mean,
who
in
don't
your
need them.
In your op-ed, you note that at this point in time, only one in four doctors checks.
That's what some of the studies showed, and you know, there had been problems with the system. The system was too clunky and difficult to use. We've got to make it easy for doctors. We've got to make it easy for nurse practitioners. We've got to improve that system. That's part of what this legislation here at the state level is seeking to do. But it's my firm belief, having spent a lot of time on this issue, that we're in the midst of a public health crisis. Law enforcement is not going to be able to solve it. We really need to change the culture around opioids. Mm-hmm. That means fewer opioids being prescribed, fewer patients and consumers looking to use opioids to address pain, and we really need to make sure that things like the CDC guidelines get implemented right away.
Right. You know, this is such a multifaceted problem, which is one of the reasons why I think it runs so deep, right? I mean, there's the pharmaceutical company's portion, as you pointed out. There's the relationship that doctors have with their patients. There's training, you know, that doctors and especially new doctors might need. And then there's also the issue that there are some who worry that with all this focus on prescription opioid painkillers, that maybe there's a sense that you could be discouraging in a way doctors from prescribing to people who actually need them, you know, for palliative care, chronic pain, et cetera. Is that a concern?
Well, I think that you're right. It's multifaceted. We have a problem, and we've had a problem that the in my view, was created by pharmaceutical companies in the marketing and the sales of these drugs. But, you know, it's difficult for doctors as well. You know, we have a managed care system that really incents doctors to see as many patients as quickly as possible. It doesn't always reimburse doctors or give providers enough time, enough money to take the time to talk about mental health issues, to take more time with pain management. Medical schools, dental schools really weren't educating, as you mentioned, about pain management and the dangers of opioids. The good news is our experience here in Massachusetts, the Mass Medical Society has stepped up and come forward and really has been at the table in wanting to change the culture around some of this, and that's what it's going to take. But also patients need to have a different understanding as well. I think we're in America too much of a pill-happy culture, and I think that we need to change our expectations as patients and as consumers and really be aware now of the tremendous dangers that exist when it comes to opioids.
Well, Maura Healey is the Attorney General for the state of Massachusetts. Her op-ed appeared today in the Boston Globe, and we've got a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. Attorney General Healey, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for joining us
today.
Well,
thanks for covering this important issue.